Title: Taking Stock in Blockchains. Content: Corporate lawyers and software developers have been watching eagerly as the state of Delaware takes steps to enable Delaware corporations to issue shares of their stock as digital tokens. Instead of recording shares on paper ledgers, corporations will record ownership using blockchains, ledgers that are secured by cryptographic keys that can be distributed around the world without fear of tampering. Why all the excitement? What is so wrong about how corporations have been issuing shares and keeping track of shareholders? What is aspects of Delaware corporate law, used reliably since Delaware first enacted its corporate laws in 1899, now need a fix? On March 27, 2017, the Corporation Law Section of the Delaware State Bar Association approved proposed amendments to the Delaware General Corporation Law, DGCL, that had been proposed by the DSBA Corporation Law Council. These amendments address changes that are needed for Delaware corporations to issue and manage their shares using blockchains. The proposed amendments were drafted to welcome in a certain future, not a hypothetical possibility. NASDAQ and other prominent companies are building blockchain-based platforms for issuing, transferring, managing, and trading corporate stock. Why? Blockchains, often referred to as distributed ledgers, valuable provided qualities compared to legacy information systems. These qualities can solve many issues that corporations and their attorneys, and their paralegals, grapple with frequently. 1. Whose shares are these? A deep concern of corporate officers and their lawyers is that two people will claim the same shares. This can happen, to give only a few examples, when the corporate secretary accidentally issues the same certificate numbers to different people, when a nefarious shareholder purports to transfer the same shares to two, or more, buyers, or where the chain of ownership over the shares gets muddied by corporate transactions or intestate succession. Blockchains record the issuance of each new digital asset, and each transfer of that digital asset. Unlike a traditional databases or Excel spreadsheets, the digital ledger is stored on a multitude of computers anywhere in the world, referred to as nodes. The owner of the asset can only transfer it once, and must use digital cryptographic keys to sign the transaction. If the owner attempts to transfer the same digital asset again, the nodes will check their records, see that the owner has already transferred the digital asset, and refuse to confirm the transfer. Therefore, once a share of stock is encoded into a digital asset on a blockchain, no one should be able to successfully claim that they have ownership and control over the share unless they actually do as evidenced by the blockchain. But what if the blockchain record is tampered with, deleted, forged, or somehow altered? What if the company or nefarious paralegal tampers with the ledger? Properly configured, blockchain records are immutable. They cannot be deleted or altered. The way to correct an error is to record a new transaction. For example, if Ms. Smith accidentally transferred her stock to Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones would need to transfer it back. If he refused, Ms. Jones would need to rely on claims she may have in law or equity to get the shares back. 2. Where did that certificate go? As long as corporations have issued stock certificates, people have found new and interesting ways to lose them. Nonetheless, investors and others enjoy the security of receiving and holding their stock certificates, and a considerable amount of law has been developed to govern the claims and rights of shareholders holding certificates versus those who do not. With blockchains, the digital asset simply cannot be lost, it can only be transferred. If anyone needs to find it, it will be right where they left it. On the blockchain. The digital asset cannot be transferred off the blockchain unless it is connected to another blockchain. However, we note that anyone can lose their access to the digital asset simply by losing their cryptographic keys. Today, there are solutions that utilize backup keys to avoid this loss. 3. Thou shall nots, protective provisions and restrictive covenants every day, often including weekends. Corporate law associates relish the opportunity to draft rights of first refusal, rights to tag along, offerings, vesting provisions, obligations to be dragged along in acquisitio.